Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production, coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar and the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplains Aaliyah and hosted by campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to Community of Christ. Today, we are here with
Nicole Shear.
Yay!
Welcome, Nicole.
Okay, Nicole, tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
So as I said, I'm Nicole. I am from a tiny little town in Iowa called Woodbine.
But that seems to be a famous town around Graceland.
Graceland it is.
Yeah.
There's a strong Graceland-Woodbine pipeline, so there's a lot of Woodbine students here. But I graduated with about 30 kids in my class, so
All right,
it's pretty small, kind of like Lamoni, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty involved on campus. I'm part of COSA board. I also have hobbies I like. I like to read and write and crochet. I do a lot of crocheting.
And you're part of Inspire, which is the Community of Christ leadership program here on campus, too.
So, yes.
Yeah, great. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yes. Okay, tell us about your year, your major.
Well, wait, I want to ask her
about her crocheting. Yes.
So my family, my mother-in-law, my wife, my daughters all crochet. So tell me about that. I've heard that you crochet some very unusual things.
I do. Right now I'm working on a giant triceratops.
How big is it? I mean, you sort of showed me a picture, but I had no clue.
I'm estimating it's going to be about the size of my torso, like from my waist to shoulders.
Oh my gosh.
So it'll be giant.
Yeah.
And then I also do simpler stuff like baby blankets and hats.
So is that something you will stuff then? Is that how it gets its shape?
Okay, yes, okay. I have a big bin of stuffing I'll be putting in it.
That's cool. That's very cool. What color are you doing it in?
Pink. All sorts of pinks.
Gosh.
I've also heard that you do balloon animal events around campus.
Wait a minute, do you do it at events? Balloon animals?
She did last year, right? You
yes. I can do balloon art. I did it at Graceland's Enactus Spring Fest last year. I made like hundreds of balloon animals.
Wow.
That's a skill I picked up when I used to work at the nursing home in Woodbine.
Oh, yeah.
During COVID, we all had to pick up a special skill. And it was that or be a Shirley Temple impersonator. So I took my pick.
I think you chose wisely. Yeah.
Yes. So I always, my friends always say I have specialty skills like crochet and balloon art, but not so much the practical ones.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing.
So tell us about your year, your major, your house.
I'm a sophomore. I'm majoring in history and I'm on Shalom, which is something that has really had a strong impact on me. I really like my Shalom girls. So.
Is Shalom like a legacy house for you, like your mom or anybody?
My roommate's mom,
okay.
My roommate Caden Sires, her mom was on Shalom. So
okay.
That's how I ended up
You ended up there. Gotcha. And you're a history major?
Yes.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, that's fair.
But I'm hoping to pick up English when they bring that back next fall.
Okay.
So.
Is that a definite thing to bring in English?
They announced it.
Oh, okay. I missed that announcement. So
I hope
they're also bringing theater back because Janae is in the same position that she's in.
Oh, okay.
It'll start like one way and then it's finished.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talked about the Woodbine and the Community of Christ kind of like linked. You kind of want to talk about that and like how church was for you back home.
Yeah. Growing up.
As I mentioned, Woodbine is a really small town. So our church congregation wasn't super big, probably like 25-ish people when I was growing up. Now it's
like
a bit
on
smaller.
A Sunday morning, 25?
Yeah, on a Sunday morning. And now it's a bit smaller, but I was related to a lot of the people there, so I felt comfortable from the start. And I was involved with the service probably like once a month, which I always say really helped me with public speaking and singing. Like I can sing in front of crowds. I sing at Afterglow
every
week now. And that's something that I started at my home congregation.
And for those of you listening, Afterglow is our Wednesday night worship service here on campus. So,
So what brought you to Graceland?
My parents went to Graceland and my sister and my brother. And then obviously I have such a strong church connection. I'm a member. And that's kind of why we are so passionate about Graceland and care about it. So
Was it always your top choice, or as long as you can remember, or were you thinking about?
no, I toured a lot of other places.
Okay.
I wanted to run cross country and track, which I did here last year,
Yeah.
but so I was looking around other places too,
To
but
do
I spec was just too
that.
much fun, so I had
Yeah.
to come back.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you made that decision.
Thank you.
So describe your Graceland experience so far.
My Graceland experience has been really good. I have enjoyed things in just about every aspect, like my academics. I love my classes. I enjoyed my sport last year and I was involved in it, but I've also been able to get more involved in other things like Afterglow
Yeah.
and my house, and I'm on COSA board, as I
And I know
mentioned.
you're really involved in Enactus. Would you
Yes.
explain what Enactus is?
Enactus is the campus entrepreneurial club. So I actually work for Jared Doty, who's the sponsor of it. So I do a lot of the finer detail management, just making sure that all the groups have all the materials they need. And then I'm also a leader of my own group, which does small projects around campus. But we always say we want to do things that nobody else has done before.
Yeah. Very good.
What has been your church experience at Graceland?
My church experience at Graceland has looked a little different from at home, but in a way that has really made it more enjoyable for me. I really like the afterglow services on Wednesday evening. I like the spiritual side of that and getting to like worship with my friends and my peers who are my age. It's also cool to just be able to talk to people with different experiences because, like I said, a lot of people at my home congregation I'm related to and I've known my whole life. So we have a lot of the same opinions, or at least we know exactly what the other one's
And you
opinions
probably
are.
know each other's stories more than you would here. I mean,
Yes.
yeah.
So it's
So,
interesting to hear other people's testimonies because it's things that I never knew about them.
yeah. It's cool.
What are your life plans after graduation?
Ooh.
As a history major, I'm
You
not entirely sure, but I'm
just love history, right? I mean, is that,
yes.
or so far anyway.
Yeah, I've always just liked the humanities. I wanted to major in English, but that's something we didn't have here, so I
Right.
decided to go with history. Now they're bringing English back,
You'll
so
pick it
yeah, I'll pick that up, but now I'm invested in history, so I don't want to
up.
drop it. But I'm going to try to do that, and then I definitely want to get my master's at some point, probably in history, but we'll
Yeah.
see.
Okay.
What's like your dream job, dream world? Like, what would you want to do?
Dream job. I would love to be a professor,
Yeah.
but so that's why I want to go into higher education or get my upper degrees.
Yeah.
But I know that it's kind of a tough field for like history and English professors right now, is what I've heard. So
I suppose, but I don't know. We are still trying to carve that out here at Graceland, especially since you said we're bringing back that the English major. So, yeah. Do
Okay.
you want to teach at Graceland?
I could teach at Graceland,
That'd be
yeah.
pretty cool.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of operating under the idea that it'll be what it's supposed to
Yeah,
be. There's
sure.
it'll
Would
fall into place.
you want to stay in a small town? Like you grew up in a small town and then coming to college, you're also in a small town. Would you ever want to go to a bigger town, or you kind of like the small town feel?
Well, my sister lives in New York City right now, so she was
Oh,
ready to get out. But I don't know if I'm ready for that big of a
wow.
change. I feel like I would want to stay at least like suburban or smaller,
Yeah.
but it's hard to say. I've never lived in a city before, so I have no idea if I'd like it or not.
Yeah. Well, I can say coming from a big city like I live in, I definitely like Lamoni better because
Oh, yeah.
it's just doesn't like obviously things are an hour away, which is so inconvenient. But
I don't know. I lived in a big city
yeah, but
and
it
you still
really
had to go an hour
is.
sometimes
Yeah.
to get somewhere. So it's, yeah.
It's so much safer and
Yes.
you just feel so much more like homey. So,
Yeah.
okay. What are your hopes for Community of Christ in the
Ooh.
future?
Yeah, especially, I don't know, we're recording this several months before World Conference too, so we've got that coming up too. I don't know if you have any thoughts about that too.
I'm excited for World Conference. I think something that I would like to see is I want our church to be a church that really brings the energy. And I like that right now it seems like we're not getting too settled into old routines. Like the World Church is always being innovative and coming up with new stuff. But I think especially being at Graceland, you can see that there's a lot of young adults who really are energetic and care and want to be involved. And sometimes it's hard when you're leaving your old congregation and you're coming somewhere new and then you're graduating. It can be hard to stay connected with the church. So I think having that like energy will reach out to kind of like draw in the young adults a bit more.
Do you hope to go to World Conference?
I do, yeah. I'm going with my home. I'm going as a delegate of my home mission.
Delegate.
Yeah.
Okay, great, great, very good.
And then what is one thing you would want the leaders of Community of Christ to know going forward?
I think kind of like I said, I just want them to know that there are like young adults who care. I went this summer and I worked at Onset Campground in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And they said that having us out there was like a breath of fresh air, and it really like gave them some hope because they don't have young adults or kids at their campground. So I think that's something that I just want like everyone in the church to know is that like we are here and there is a future for the church. We just have to like keep trying to figure out what that looks like.
I also think a lot of us are willing to like go out to those places like Cape Cod, because like a lot of us are here in Lamoni. Like there's very high concentration of young adults that are involved here, that aren't really elsewhere, I feel like. Okay, so that wraps things up today for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you for listening. This is Aaliyah
This is Nicole
and Mike.
signing off until next time.